Welcome to the Little Tokyo Little Podcast for March 2021. Hey there. We're so glad you're here to join us for the very first episode of Season 2. My name is Scott Oshima, and I'm your host for the Little Tokyo Little Podcast, a special podcast from your Little Tokyo friends and neighbors. Brought to you by the Japanese American Cultural and Community Center and Sustainable Little Tokyo. To kick off Season 2, we are celebrating the beginning of spring. Even though we're apart, we've all been getting through this difficult pandemic together. Spring is a reminder of new, abundant life after this cold winter, a time of renewal and hope. We hope you enjoy this special spring episode. In a moment, we hear some beautiful words from Little Tokyo resident artist Cristal De Marcos, Margo Morales spinning retro Japanese vinyl records, local updates from writer Mia Iwataki, and your monthly dose of ukulele magic with Chester Ike. Did you know that in ancient times, Japan actually divided their calendar into 72 little seasons? That's right, 72, which usually only lasted a few days. The month of March includes micro-seasons like grass sprouts, trees bud, insects wake up, first peach blossoms bloom, caterpillars become butterflies, sparrows start nesting, and the very first cherry blossom blooms. Take a look outside. What's going on in your garden or outside your window? How about your houseplants? Take a moment with us to pay attention to the natural world changing around us as we say, "Hello, spring." Little Tokyo is considered the spiritual and cultural home of the Japanese American community across Southern California. But Little Tokyo has never just been Japanese American. As a historic community of color, this is one of the few places in Los Angeles where people of color could live and own businesses. We continue to be a welcoming and diverse community, and we celebrate all of the wonderful people who've always called Little Tokyo home. And with that, we are so excited to feature some of the incredible artists who live here in Little Tokyo. Please welcome Cristal De Marcos, a high school resident here in Little Tokyo, who is recently featured in Little Tokyo Service Center's zine, A Greener World. Cristal's gorgeous piece, Within a Gardenia, contemplates a simple flower, but tells a powerful story about her great-grandmother and her dreams of a greener world.
Within a Gardenia by Cristal De Marcos. To many people, this flower may seem like a typical flower you could easily find anywhere, but to me, it has a deeper meaning. This is not a flower, but rather, it is someone who I admire and cherish. The times I spent talking with her seem endless, as if the world revolved around us. Whenever I felt sad, all I needed was to hear my great-grandmother's words of wisdom to cheer me back up again. The countless stories she told me about having hopes for a greener world always seemed fascinating to me. Her plans for planting multiple trees and vegetable/crops to help villages in need always seemed to be her main goal in life. I admired her for that. As a young girl, I was hopeful that one day I'd be able to accomplish this dream with her when I got older. Unfortunately, this dream of hers never came to be. She left this world with hopes that one day someone would continue her legacy of helping others and creating a brighter future. I still remember the day when she told me that when her time came and I was feeling down or needed encouragement, to always find her within a gardenia. I never knew what she meant by this until that day came. The gardenia we had bloomed, and you could smell the aroma of freshly blossomed gardenias everywhere in the house. This was her way of saying she was in a better place now, to carry on with our lives. After she had passed, I vowed to keep her hopes and dreams alive by making her dream a reality, little by little. Because of this, we treasure these flowers as if they were gold. Every year, on her birthday and the day of her passing, we buy gardenias and care for them as if they were a newborn child. Although I never got to see her or physically hug her, I know that she continues to live on within my heart and in these gardenias.
Thank you so much, Cristal, for sharing your beautiful words. Little Tokyo has also dreamed of creating a community garden for decades. Hopefully, we can all work together to make that dream real and honor your great-grandmother together as a community. The past year has been so hard, but I hope that we all take some time to enjoy the spring flowers and focus on the bright future ahead of us. And every time you see gardenias, we hope you stop to smell their lovely fragrance and think about Cristal's wonderful writing. You may have heard whispers about this, but Little Tokyo used to have a radio station called Radio Little Tokyo. After the World War II Japanese-American incarceration camps, many people had to abandon their Japanese record collections. But in 1952, Motao Uwate decided to keep the music alive and started spinning 45 and 78 vinyl records with all the Japanese oldies and pop hits. Folks started donating their records to Motao, whose collection grew to over 10,000 records. Radio Little Tokyo was on the air for over 35 years on station 1460 AM, KTYM. Little Tokyo Little Podcast carries on the legacy so the music doesn't stop. Motao eventually donated a large part of his record collection to Hirokazu Kosaka, JACCC's Master Artist in Residence. And now, our very own production manager, Margot Morales, has been digging through the collection to unearth their favorite songs. Margot may not know any Japanese, but they feel the music anyway. As Motao Uwate once said, it's not very complicated. These are songs about going to school or losing your girlfriend or going back to your hometown. Songs that anyone can relate to, whether you come from Japan or not. Margot, take it away.
Yama no musume Rosaria Itsumo hitori utau yo Aoi maki wa higurete Hoshi no deru koro Kaere kaere mo ichido Wasureranenu ano hi o Namida nagashi wakareta Kimi no sugata yo Rosaria, kyomo hitori utau yo. Kaze ni yureru hana no yo. Fue o narashite. Kae, kae, mo ichido. Yasashikatta ano hito Mune ni daku wakatami no 銀のロケット山の娘ロザリアいつも一人歌うよ青い薪箱やぎの夢を見る頃帰れ帰れもう一度忘れられぬあの日を涙流し別れた君の姿よ
This just in, hot off the press. Get your news here, hear the hot goss. There is so much going on in Little Tokyo, even during lockdown. Let's hear a recap on how Little Tokyo has been doing during the last year of this pandemic and our hopes for this new spring beginning. Here's the legendary activist, writer, and local historian, Mia Iwataki. Spill the tea, Mia.
It's springtime in Little Tokyo. Hi, I'm Mia Iwataki. How about a quick recap of 2020? What a year! Pandemic, protests, presidents, masking, social isolation, sheltering in place, J-Town lockdown, our new normal. A year ago in March, COVID restrictions shut down all non-essential businesses. Restaurants were restricted to takeout and delivery only. The impact on Little Tokyo was devastating. We had to say farewell to favorite restaurants and businesses forced to close permanently. We sadly savored our final Zaru Ten Soba special at Ebisu, moved to the jazz rhythms at the Blue Whale one last time. And after 31 years, Little Tokyo Cosmetics sold its last jar of Shiseido beauty cream. We said goodbye to 13 more. Asahi Hiro, Bad Sun Tacos, Edible, Golden State Burgers, Johnny Rockets, Letty Macarons, Tokyo Beat, Footland Sports, RIFLA, Shima Therapy, Orena Yakiniku, and California Bank and Trust. Meanwhile, lurking in the background, the specter of the Metro Regional Connector and its anticipated impact on Little Tokyo, and the critical continuing battle for community control of historic First Street North. There were Black Lives Matter protests and a curfew. For a while, J-Town began to look like a ghost town. But the Little Tokyo community sprang into action with Little Tokyo Eats, a program of Little Tokyo Service Center and Little Tokyo Community Council. Delicious meals were cooked by local restaurants for $10, then delivered to homebound seniors for only $3. A grant covered the $7 difference. This March, Little Tokyo Eats had 48th week. A total of 13,422 meals have been served, and over $140,000 in extra revenue raised for 10 local restaurants. Kenji Suzuki, owner of Suihiro Cafe, told Little Tokyo Eats, "Thank you so much for letting us be a part of this program. Your support is literally keeping us open. Thank you so much." Another program, Little Tokyo Community Council launched Community Feeding Community to provide free meals for Little Tokyo workers whose jobs were impacted by COVID-19 closures, meals purchased from local restaurants. CFC has distributed 6,700 meals and supported 75 businesses to date. LTCC also raised $50,000 through a GoFundMe campaign with LTSC to assist 25 small businesses. Little Tokyo residents at Teramachi Apartments began their own resident restaurant support program. With Tera Meals, they got 48 residents to sign up and delivered 3,468 meals for $11 from 6 restaurants, raising over $37,000 to help the restaurants. These programs came from the heart and soul of the people and are a win-win for everyone. Word spread, and today, Little Tokyo is looked to with respect by other communities as a model for community resident business cooperation. It is spring in Little Tokyo. Shinenkais celebrate continued friendships and partnerships for the good of our community. It is spring in Little Tokyo, where Hinamatsuri and Girls' Day still connect us to our cultural roots with every bite of fresh sakura mochi from Fugetsudo. J-Town lockdown, a new normal, but the heart beats strong in Little Tokyo. I'm Mia Iwataki.
Chester Ike is our resident ukulele heartthrob. Since 2015, Chester, Bob, and Ken have been teaching our local seniors how to play and sing ukulele songs in JACCC's Ooks for Little Tokyo program. And their band has become the hottest ticket in town, with performances at JACCC, Huntington Library, and Grand Performances. During lockdown, Chester has been recording songs for the senior ukulele students to send them some love and good thoughts until we can all jam again in person. To close out our spring episode, Chester presents his rendition of the 1910 song Haru ga Kita, or Spring Has Come.
Haru ga kita, haru ga kita, doko ni kita? Yama ni kita, sato ni kita, noni mo kita. Hana ga saku, hana ga saku, doko ni saku? Yama ni saku, sato ni saku, noni mo saku. Tori ga naku, tori ga naku, doko de naku? Yama de naku, sato de naku, no de mo naku.
And that wraps up our spring episode and season 2 premiere. Thank you so much to Cristal, Margo, Matao, Hirokazu, Mia, Chester, and of course you, our listeners. See you in April for episode 2, our children's episode, celebrating Kodomo no Hi, or Children's Day, and the awesome kids in our community. Little Tokyo, Little Podcast is brought to you by the Japanese American Cultural and Community Center and Sustainable Little Tokyo, and our generous funder, the Kresge Foundation and the Rotary Club of Little Tokyo. We are wishing you all health and happiness from our homes to yours. This is Scott signing off from the Little Tokyo Little Podcast.